I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians respond in the aftermath of Afghanistan's latest quake. The details coming up. Then find out why churches may not be helping deaf people know Jesus. There's an action point and a prayer point as well. Keep listening. We'll begin today in Afghanistan, where a 6.3 magnitude quake struck the northern part of the country on Monday. It was around 1 a.m. local time when most families were inside their homes. Nehemiah with FMI says the Taliban-run nation lacks basic infrastructure, including heavy machinery for disaster relief.
Afghan people, they are digging the rubble with their bare hands and trying to find out their loved ones who are buried or were down in the rubble.
Afghanistan authorities said on Monday that at least 20 people were killed and over 640 injured. Survivors need tents, food, blankets, and basic medical help, says Nehemiah. But access to these people is limited because of Taliban control.
They don't want to see what's going on the ground. So they don't want any aid from the foreign countries.
An August report from the U.S. Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction documented how the Taliban diverts U.S. humanitarian aid. When FMI partners can help, they tell families that the aid comes from the hands and feet of Christ.
Not even sharing a gospel, but just a simple word that really encourages these families who are just there, who are stranded in such situation.
So please pray for gospel hope to reach survivors and consider walking alongside FMI. We'll connect you at our website.
Please pray for them, come forward, support them, and try to be an echo for these brothers and sisters who are voiceless.
Next, Heart for Iran's hotline receives many prayer requests for financial help. As Iran's economic crisis deepens, authorities are imposing measures that drain citizens' remaining savings. Nazanin Baghestani shares that a mother called, crying over her son's case. He was accused of stealing $50 and fined $5,000 for his release.
This mom was crying and she said, this is injustice and where do I get that money from?
Such fines are part of how the government refills its budget.
Like 80% of all the government finance goes to the nuclear weapon, goes to war against Israel and weapons.
She says less than 10% actually reaches the people. The result? Hunger, closed businesses, and bankrupt banks. And after the UN reinstated sanctions in October, more pressure fell on citizens. But God's still at work. One caller who couldn't afford school supplies for her son received prayer. 2 weeks later, another parent helped her.
And she says, I always believed in Jesus, but now I believe that he is alive and he really listens.
Pray against fear and for safe opportunities for Iranians to learn about Jesus. And imagine you're a child with no access to language. You can't understand anyone in your family, and they can't understand you either. Every week, your family goes to a building where people stand up and sit down multiple times. Then, one man stands up to talk for what feels like forever. This is what church is like for many deaf people. Door International's Rob Meyer says.
Deaf people can be sitting in church. They can be part of a Christian family that tries to do devotions every evening. They can be very near to the gospel. But if there's no access to the gospel in sign language, they're incredibly far from it.
Deafness is the only disability that creates a separate language. Sign language. But most deaf communities are cut off from the gospel because it's just not available in a sign language they understand.
Globally, there's about 300 or more sign languages. Less than a third have any verse of scripture translated.
You can help deaf people know the good news by partnering with Door International. We'll show you how in the full story at missionnews.org.
One of the biggest issues facing the deaf community right now in terms of gospel access is a lack of awareness in the global church. So if this is your first time recognizing that deaf people have had barriers to the gospel, take an opportunity to share this story.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to dare to believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.